Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday Center Point, a midweek refresh. And we're beginning each Wednesday with a prayer devotion. Those at the Westminster Assembly wrote the Westminster Shorter Catechism, a series of questions and answers based on the truth of Scripture. Question number 98. What is prayer? And it begins this way. Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to His will. Part of prayer is desire. It is expressing our desires, our needs to an almighty God who delights in His children coming to Him. One of the scriptures that underscores this teaching, that prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to His will, is from Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in the Lord at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Pouring out our heart to God doesn't mean that we have to pray with what might be seen as emotionalism, but it is truly praying from the heart. One clear example of this in the scriptures is found for us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. And many of us are familiar with Hannah's prayer. I'm going to read just a small section of that description from 1 Samuel chapter 1. After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. And she continued praying before the Lord. Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And then in verse 16, Hannah responds to Eli, his accusation that she is not praying, but she is drunk. She says, do not regard your servant as a worthless woman. For all along, I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation. Here is Hannah, a woman in great distress, with deep anxiety, with very much of an awareness of her need. And she's taking that to the Lord in prayer. One aspect of prayer is that cry of the heart. Perhaps you're praying for a child or a grandchild who doesn't know the Lord Jesus. Or maybe there's something about your work situation. Maybe a colleague. Perhaps it's something that you're struggling with in your own life. And you're crying out to God for help, for deliverance by His Spirit through His Word, for help that you might become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Hannah's prayer was a prayer of the heart. She wanted a child urgently, And she poured out her heart to God. Her anguish was so deep that she is described here as not verbally speaking, but she was praying. She was bringing her petition to the Lord. And God did answer her prayer. God knew what was in her heart and what she voiced silently, as it were, what she prayed for in her prayer. And it is a great privilege to know that when the things that trouble us, when we're vexed, when we're full of joy, when we are aware of our great need, when we long for revival, or that God might help us, it is an incredible thing to know that God can hear the prayers of his children as they pray according to his will in the name of the Lord Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. This type of prayer that Hannah is praying. James Usher was an archbishop, an Anglican archbishop in Ireland, a gospel man committed to the word of God. This is what Usher says. What do we mean by calling upon God? It's not the calling of the tongue, but it is the cry of the heart. As Hannah called upon God when her voice was not heard. We are to pray with our minds, but also with our hearts and with feeling. The tongue without the heart is nothing but vain babbling. Remember, the Lord Jesus taught his disciples before he gave this pattern prayer, the Lord's Prayer, he says, as recorded in Matthew 6, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Now, he is obviously not teaching that we are not to voice our prayers, because then he goes on and he instructs us we're to pray in this way, in this manner, as he gives, then pray like this, our Father in heaven. And he gives us what's the disciples' prayer, or what we call the Lord's Prayer. And so when we pray, we're to pray with our hearts. What is at your very heart? What is it that you long for? What is it that you desire? Our God, who knows all things, wants us to bring these very things to him, and to do so with the cry of the heart. Perhaps our prayers are so anemic because we're not praying, as it were, from the heart. The things that we're praying about are things that are not truly most important to us when it comes to prayer or any aspect of following our God. It comes down to our own, what is our delight? Is he our heart treasure? Is our delight found in him? And as we know that he is our delight, our portion, that he is the one who is able to work, we're able, with Hannah, to bring our prayers to God, prayers from the heart, prayers of things that are of great importance. So this is not emotionalism. It isn't for the piling up of many words, but it is sincerity. It's the reality of belief in God who hears prayer and the promises of the Holy Scriptures. So as we come together to pray, let's begin with a season of prayer, of praising God for who He is, for the His character. Let's spend some time reminding ourselves and reminding Him of His greatness and of His glory. Let's do so as one group, aloud, one prayer at a time. But pray so that others might be able to hear you, and silently we can join in with those who are praying aloud. Well, let's go to our great God and Father together in prayer. Let us bring our praises to God.